Well, we manufacture in multiple locations around the world, right? But what we try to do is we try to make sure that all of our materials are responsibly sourced, right? So whether it's the raw materials from mining, whether it's the plastics, whether it's the other components, we apply our same common human rights, responsible sourcing guidelines, and procurement practices across all of those.
That's James McCall, Chief Sustainability Officer at HP. Yes, I'm back in the desert, but this time I'm talking about ocean-bound plastics. Specifically, the stuff HP is using in 99% of its new devices. You see, plastic manufacturing is actually a bit of a scam. On the 18th of July 2017, the sovereign nation of the People's Republic of China filed a notification of technical barriers to trade with the World Trade Organization. This is a routine process that countries follow, and the WTO gets dozens of these a week. No stress, right? Wrong. Because the items listed under the standardized codes were all targeted at things that have polymer in its name, namely plastics. Pretty much all plastics cannot be sent to China for recycling. And ever since then, the world has been in an arms race to make plastic recycling profitable. Welcome to Unencrypted, a podcast that tells a tale of technology in weekly knowledge bombs of 20 minutes or less. This one is much less than 20 minutes. And it starts right now. But first, here comes the money. Here we go. Money talks. Here comes the money. Unencrypted is brought to you by Advert, the sports advertising technology company that is democratizing virtual advertising boards for brands active in Africa. Do you want your brand baked into the live feed of the sporting action that thrills hundreds of millions of fans on the continent? Visit advert.com today to book a demo and get a tailor-made package to suit your needs and budget. That's advirtt.com. advirtt.com. Advert. Step out of the frame and into the action.
Alex was talking about PS, so okay. Product supply within the PCs, it is 100%.
Yeah.
If you expand it to all of our printers and all of our monitors, it's 95%.
So okay,
that's cool. The difference in the two numbers.
And then a lot of that is also this ocean-bound plastic.
Well, no, that's all the products that have recycled content in them. Ocean-bound plastic is part of our recycled content. It's something we're super proud of. It's a supply chain we helped invent in Haiti and like bring up to speed. But that's only a piece of it, right? I mean, there's a lot of other materials like that magnesium, all the plastic components,
all the second life
way
stuff,
broader than just the ocean-based plastic.
Yeah.
The uncomfortable truth of plastic recycling is that new plastic products cannot be made only out of recycled plastic. The other truth is that most plastic is not easily recyclable. You know that triangle arrows with a number inside? That's not the recycling logo. That's a polymer ID code. South Africa only has the technical capacity to recycle 3 of the 7 polymers within our borders easily. To be fair, we can process the others, but it gets a bit tricky. The codes you should look out for as perfect recycling targets are 1, 2, and 4. 1 is PET, pretty much all detergent bottles, juice bottles, and those blue plastic water bottles. 2 is PEHD, that covers milk and shampoo bottles, almost all plastic bottle tops, and all your household containers, like those off-brand Tupperware stuff, and plastic crates. 4 is PELD. This is all the packaging bags, like milk sachets, bread packets, and the plastic coverings on the 18-pack of toilet paper. You know, all those packs of toilet paper you hoarded in the pandemic? And then frozen vegetable bags. This is the main stock that our bin bags get made out of. The tech industry, however, is targeting something called ocean-bound plastics. Samsung gets even more specific and uses fishing nets.
So, one of the examples is the partnership work that we did in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So like the Dragonfly I showed you in there, that was one of our first PCs that we launched with ocean-bound plastic in it. And the terminology is you're trying to get to the plastic right before it goes into the ocean, before it degrades, right? Because once it's in the water, once it's been sitting out in the sun, the plastic starts to break down.
Yep.
And so we want to keep it at a higher quality.
Okay.
So we work with teams in Haiti that are collecting, you know, it from waterways, from beaches, from other places where it's flowing into the ocean, but we try to stop it there before it gets into the water where we can still collect it. And then we worked with them to put in innovation around how do we shred it, how do we clean it, and make it reusable again. So we took it a step further because we understand that, you know, there's a lot of sensitivity around that term.
Yeah.
And so we partnered with UL Labs to actually certify what is an ocean-bound plastic stream. And so we work with them to follow that standard that UL developed and make sure that our product really is ocean-bound plastic and that we can meet that certification standard and put it out there. So happy to provide more detail on it if you'd like to see it. But it's not just us saying it. We work to develop a third-party standard. And it's one that not only HP uses, but others like Logitech and others can follow. And I'm proud that if you look at that ocean-based plastic program, they're not only supplying just us. What we started has grown into a movement, and you have multiple other companies that are doing that, and we're looking to expand it into Southeast Asia.
HP sources its recycled plastic stock from an organization called the Plastic Bank. They're based in Port-au-Prince in Haiti, a nation that didn't have a functional waste disposal system until a couple of years ago, and the waste was just dumped wherever. So these guys are fighting crushing poverty and this crazy rubbish problem at the same time. A wrinkle in the grand plan of plastic recycling is that in Haiti, the cost of recycled plastic goes down in lockstep with the cost of natural gas. Natural gas is just fossil fuels with a fancy name. In other countries, it's a similar problem, where it's just easier and cheaper to keep making virgin plastic from oil because it's just a byproduct of the fuel refining process. Samsung partners with a number of smaller organizations across the Indian Ocean. But back to China. The about turn in its recycling stance is all about the drag processing the world's plastic waste is having on its healthcare system. Even when countries sort the waste and then ship it, the energy-intensive recycling process is also terrible for the environment and overall human safety.
Well, like I said, the one in Haiti, we collect the plastic, we process the initial cleaning and shredding in Haiti on site because that gives you the most efficiency. We want to drive as much value into the Haiti system as we can. But then from there, we send that product up to Canada to our partner there, where it's blended with other materials that are recycled and then into Southeast Asia for our manufacturing process and others. So part of the reason we're looking at expanding the program into Southeast Asia is, first and foremost, there's a significant plastic problem in the ocean there. And so we want to drive scale. We want to be able to do this in multiple ways. But then, too, you want to close that distance in your supply chain, right? So ideally, we would have multiple sources and multiple supply chains to kind of reduce the footprint, reduce the travel time. But again, like I said, it's not just ocean-bound plastic. All materials have a value, right? And so, you know, that's a great program, and it's a great way to stop a massive problem for the planet. But I want to make sure that it's just as much focused on the other circular materials, the other circular sources. We need to really think about mining our waste the same as we mine the planet.
So as it stands, only about 10% of our plastic that we actually use gets recycled. It's a bummer, and it's a major economic waste, but it's better than nothing. So kudos to Samsung and HP for leading in their respective industries. But you know what would be great? If these technology giants started making fewer products more thoughtfully, crafting devices out of more premium materials that are easily recycled numerous times. Think metal and glass. And these products will also maybe last a really long time. But that's a story for another day. Thank you for listening to Unencrypted.